you know, when you're confronted with looking at your potential future landscape in years to come, be it like this wintry and, you know, disconnecting people from each other because you can't get anywhere, or it's very difficult to get to places, or things slow down, you know, you've got this transport system that's going slow, you've got this digital platform which, you know, you can get around pretty quickly, and it's gonna, you know, it changes the dynamics of everything, doesn't it, really? I'm going now to try and get a train for 9:51. It's 9:10 now, so I've got 40 minutes to get into Burton, which I think is possible at this speed with this traffic. But it just got me thinking about how the hyperlocal stuff, even down to your street, is going to be crucial, or has the potential to be something really awesome. Being able to crowdsource your street, I think, is something that I never really thought of before. I thought about hyperlocal within a certain area, but when you look at the snow like it come down this morning, being able to talk to and mobilise, you know, the 40, 50, maybe more people in your street, and collectively work on either getting it opened up so that you can get transport out, or to be able to say, you know, I've run out of this, or I haven't got this, or has anybody got any of these that can share, or whatever. I think there's a big camaraderie sort of community aspect to that, which has got a little bit lost, and something we need to develop. And so things like this, even though they're a little bit of a bind, I love snow though, to be honest, even though they're a little bit of a bind, it does wake you up to the far reaching problems if it was like this all the time, which, you know, it has the potential to do so. Alright, so the road's clearing up now, or it's opening up a bit. The main road is not too bad, so I'll let you know what the train's like for me getting to Nottingham.